Romans chapters 9, 10, and 11. Studied by Mike McGlathery. Here is my take on what Romans 9, 10, and 11 is about. Paul was still talking to all that be in Rome. It's just that in Romans 9, 10, and 11, he is no longer talking about the church, the body of Christ. When you get to Romans 9, 10, and 11, Paul begins talking about what happened to Israel, and why no one can be saved Israel's way anymore. I believe there is a key within the epistle to the Romans, and that key tells us what that three-chapter section is about. In Romans 1, verses 11 and 12, Paul said, Romans 1:11, "For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established." Romans 1:12, that is, "that I may be comforted together with you, by the mutual faith both of you and me." So, Paul wanted to give them something spiritual to establish them, bringing them to the same faith that he had. Paul's epistle to the Romans did just that. Then, in Romans 16, verses 25 and 26, Paul summarizes how he had given them the information in this epistle to accomplish that stability, security, and immovableness. Romans 16, 25, through 2:6a, "Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest." Romans 16, 26b. "And by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations, for the obedience of faith." By the time that Paul summarizes in chapter 16, he had already gone through Romans chapters 1 through 5, about how we can be saved today in God's current way of dispensing His grace to save people. That correlates to my gospel in the first item of Paul's summary of this epistle in Romans 16:25-26. Next, Paul had gone through Romans chapters 6, 7, and 8, about the power that God gives us who are saved, to live out His life in our physical activities. That correlates to the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery in the second item of Paul's summary of this epistle in Romans 16:25-26. In the third item in Paul's Romans 16 summary of his Roman epistle, Paul refers to chapters 9, 10, and 11 as reviewing what has happened to the fulfilling of the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. What scriptures of the prophets were there that told about God's command for all nations to exercise faith's obedience? Deuteronomy 28:1, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth." Israel's prophets wrote about how all nations could relate to God through Israel in obedient trust in what God commanded the prophets to write. Through Israel's prophets, God had made known to all nations that through faith's obedience they could be blessed by God as He had said. How had God said that people of the nations could be blessed by God before Israel's fall? Here are several references, all showing some of the Gentiles choosing to come to God through Israel's doctrine, and by blessing Israel, before Israel fell, Jeremiah 12:14-17, Exodus 12:38-45, Deuteronomy 32:43, and Genesis 12:3. Genesis 12:3, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Those scriptures of Israel's prophets were made known to all nations to be obeyed in faith. They were fulfilled for a while with Gentiles believing God's offer to bless them if they blessed Israel. That correlates to the scriptures of the prophets, in the third item of Paul's summary of this epistle in Romans 16:25-26. Romans chapters 9, 10, and 11 are packed with information about Israel, God's promises to Israel, God's covenants with Israel, Israel's failures, Israel's walking away from God's covenant with them, and they're walking away from God's unconditional promises to them. Although God still will perform all his unconditional promises to Israel, when Israel walked away from God's covenant with them in Acts 7, they lost the at-handedness of the kingdom of God. The promised kingdom out of heaven did not come in power at that time, and it will not come until Israel, quote, shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him. That happens in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10, toward the end of Jacob's trouble, Daniel's 70th week of 7 years. Jacob's trouble does not start until the Lord Jesus Christ has caught up the body of Christ to the judgment seat of Christ, and our house eternal in the heavens. Today's gospel of salvation is nowhere in Romans chapters 9, 10, or 11. All you can find there is a telling of what Israel should have believed while it was still being offered to them. Israel failed to have faith that Jesus is the Son of God, the resurrected Messiah. So, no one can be saved anymore by Israel's covenants, commandments, promises, doctrine, or gospel. Israel is lomi. Israel is no longer a way to God. Paul had revisited that part of God's covenant, deserted by the nation Israel in Acts 7, in order to make clear the difference as to how God would save believers in his new pattern of salvation. 1 Timothy 1:15, this is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation. That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Of whom I am chief. 1 Timothy 1:16, howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy. That in me first Jesus Christ might shew forth all longsuffering. For a pattern to them, us, which should hereafter, after Paul, believe on him to life everlasting. 1 Corinthians 15:1, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand. 1 Corinthians 15:2, by which also ye are saved. If ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:3, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15:4, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Preach the word.